Boys basketball here, Scott City looking to have a pretty big season coming up here this year. A team that was 9-12 a year ago, and a couple of seniors joining us here on the show, and a couple of returners from varsity. And we'll start off with our first senior, and Sage Steckline. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, not too bad.
That's good. All ready to roll for your senior year?
I hope so. You know, all that preparing you do in the summer, off season, you know, you just kind of hope it translates.
And you had a pretty good off season, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think we all did. We were in the gym a lot, playing with each other a lot, being around each other, and I think a lot of it goes outside the basketball court even, just getting used to your teammates and being more than teammates with them.
Well, that's huge here, and you're going to have an increased role. You and Coy is going to be on the show here. You're going to have an increased role. What are some things that you've kind of been able to do so far in the first couple weeks to get used to that increased role?
You know, like I said, a lot of that preparation, you know, you do so that when that role does increase, you're ready for it. You know, you just kind of slip right in. And I think I'm doing a lot of similar things to last year, just at a higher volume and just trying to keep the consistency and keep the errors low, really.
Okay. So are you going to dunk it quite a bit this year?
Or? Oh, I'm going to try. I'm not sure if I can get up high enough anymore.
High enough? What? All right. But no, as you look forward to the season and first game on Friday, what's some things that you're looking forward to the most?
You know, I'm ready to get out there, get that game-like atmosphere. You know, that Jamboree was a little taste, but just having a gym full of people ready to watch you play basketball, I mean, you can't ask for much more.
Yeah, and how was that last night?
You know, I thought it was good. We watched some of the film on it today at practice, and coach was saying, you know, if it was great, that probably wouldn't have been a good sign because that means our ceiling was real low. So to see our errors, that just means, you know, it's only up from here.
All right, but get that first game feeling once again Friday night there to Hoisington, then you get three in a row at home next week, so it should be a quick December here as well. Hopefully it's a good season for you here, and Sage, thanks again for the time. Good luck to you coming up this year.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Sage Steckline joining us here, and we got Coy Vance joining us here this evening as well. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. One of the few seniors on the team here this year. What's it like for you?
It's kind of scary knowing that you've played basketball your whole life, and it's going to be over here in a couple of months.
Yeah, it's going fast, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
But what's been the practices like first couple weeks leading in here to Friday?
Kind of grueling, some of them. Pretty tiring, but I think overall they've been pretty good. You know, I think we're really starting to hone in on our capabilities and doing good.
All right, and you know, you'll have a little bit of an increased role. Kind of what positions are you looking at playing here this year?
Well, I started out as a guard, and I'm still guard, but now I'm starting to kind of run the post place too, in case, you know, Sage or Jackson gets into foul trouble. I'm supposed to know those ones as well.
All right, but so you got to play bigger than your height, huh?
Yeah, I think it'll be all right. I've kind of done that I did it freshman, sophomore year, so it'll be all right.
What are some of the things you're looking forward to this senior season?
I think we got just a great group of guys, and it's going to be a fun time just being around them all the time. And obviously, I think we're going to get a lot of wins, so that'll be fun.
I like that. Liberal and Stanton County were your opponents there last night in that jamboree for a little bit. How'd that go for you?
It went fairly decent. We made a lot of mistakes, but nothing we can't clean up, and surely nothing that's not, you know, that was too terrible. So yeah, it was all right.
Be at Hoisington on Friday. What's a game one like for you?
It's always exciting. You know, those first couple weeks of practice, you get super bored just seeing the same guys every day, and then finally you get to see some new faces and play some real basketball.
It feels right, doesn't it?
Yes, it
does. It's time. But hopefully you have a good season here, Coy, and looking forward to seeing you this year on the court there quite a bit. Thanks again for the time, as always, here, and good luck to you throughout the year.
All right, thank you.
All right, once again, second senior on our show here tonight for boys basketball, and Coy Vance here from Scott City Ace Harder. That means we bring in a seventh-year head coach for the Scott City Beavers, and Coach Brian Gentry. Well, you got a big group of kids out this year, and you guys have had, sounds like, pretty good couple weeks of practice.
Yeah, we have. You know, I think it's kind of a cliche thing to say, you know, your team has good energy the first week or so, but you know, our guys are so unselfish, and they play the right way. You know, sometimes that leads to, you know, some uncharacteristic errors and some passes that go awry. But, you know, for the most part, they move the ball really well. They're a really fun group to be around. They're so coachable, and they want to be. You know, they don't you know, shy away or get worried when you get on them. And so it's been the start to a pretty good season. And you know, these guys are really competing, and our younger guys, you know, they really elevate it. You know, the freshman group that came in, we've got some sophomores as well that really push them, and so that's beneficial to everybody.
And it's been kind of a lot of changes with high school basketball from last year to this year, and you have a good group coming back. You got hopefully up to three starters returning from last year, but a lot of kids that have played some pretty significant minutes. And what have you seen with them maybe taking that next step?
You know, I think all of them, they're kind of gym rats, you know, all summer long, you know, whether it was, you know, open gyms or us taking trips to Lawrence or Estes and doing things like that. You know, they just want to be in the gym. And Sage has gotten a lot bouncier, a lot more mobile, laterally, you know, and so he's really elevated his game. Like Coy said, you know, he's played a post role throughout, you know, middle school and a little bit of high school. And so he's going to mix into that too, which gives him more opportunities to get on the floor. And you know, all of our guys, you know, Alex has really developed his shot a lot more. You know, Eloy's ball handling and creativity, you know, really helps us. And on down the line, you know, Camden spent time on his shot. And then the big question mark, you know, obviously is with Avery. And that's a huge piece. I mean, he had a fantastic summer, and you know, we you know, hope for the best, and not just selfishly for us, but you know, you don't want to see a senior go out and you know, miss the tail end of his football career and then you know, basketball as well. So, and then, you know, there's Jackson that's you know, obviously going to draw a lot of attention, and you know, rightfully so. And he's a great player and somebody that people need to keep an eye on, you know, college coaches included, you know, because he's a kid that can definitely help a lot of programs.
Absolutely. It brings up my next thing here. Last night's first ever Jamboree for you. What'd you like what you saw there, and how'd you like the format?
I love it. I love the idea of it. The format's fine with me. It keeps it a little bit lighter. You know, you're not probably as, you know, I don't want to say you're not, you know, kind of stressing a little bit, because there's some nerves. But I love the idea. It wouldn't matter if we went down there and lost by 40 or you know, won by 40, whatever it was. It's so good for the teams to kind of, you know, figure out, you know, before they play their first regular season game, you know, where the holes are. And no different from us. We did a lot of really good things. And like I said earlier, they're so unselfish. Sometimes we'll turn it over because we're trying to make too many passes. And, you know, those are mistakes that you can live with. You know, some of the ones that we weren't tight on transition defense rotations, and we got lost a couple of times, but that's all right. We handled pressure a lot better, which was a big question mark, you know, kind of coming in, you know, based off of last year. We handled Liberals' pressure very well, and we played well, but it gives you that opportunity to get those first game jitters out of the way, you know, kind of in a way. And now we had today and tomorrow to kind of clean up some of those things that we saw last night. So I love the idea of it. I'm, you know, thankful that we had it.
Well, and also you get this year, big change of basketball is no more 1-1. It's kind of like the NBA. I would say it'd be like college, because men's basketball still back to the 20-minute halves and 1-1s. But no more 1-1 for you. It's five fouls and then the free throw, two free throws. No 1-1 anymore. Does that change a lot of strategy, especially in the fourth quarter?
Well, it changes strategies for every quarter. You know, if you're able to play a clean quarter and you can get into a spot where you've got, you know, two fouls with a minute or so left, you know, you can use some of your bench players to go in and you know, waste a little bit of time and get a foul. You know, you can make the offense have to, you know, come out with, you know, a couple of different set plays. And the same for us, you know, we have to have, you know, some quick hitters in there in case somebody does it to us. So, I think we're prepared for it on the offensive end. The defensive end, you know, it's up to us to play those clean quarters so that we have the luxury of kind of putting teams in a situation where they're going to try to run one of their best sets, and then we foul them and they got to do something over again. So I like it. You know, I think it speeds the game up for sure. And I think you're going to get a real winner, you know, because you're not going to get into the situations in the second and fourth quarter where it's a free throw shooting contest. And you know, I've been on both sides of that, where, you know, we've been the beneficiary of, you know, playing hard and getting fouled and winning games at the line. And I've been on the other side of it. You know, you go back to Holcomb for several years, you know, it seemed like they lived there. And so, you know, I like it. I think it's a good change. And you know, we'll see. But I like it right now.
Hoisington on Friday night, go to their gym to open up the season, and it'd be an interesting game, you know, and they're not going to be a – they're going to have some good athletes out there. It'd be interesting to see how they are able to recover from a football season, quick turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, that's the downside, if there is one, of having a great football season. You know, you only have 3 or 4 days to really prepare for your first game, you know, so congratulations to them on a great season. They are good. You know, we had the opportunity to see them down at the football jamboree, and a very well-deserved team. And yeah, they're going to play hard. You know, I don't know if they're going to come out. Last year they played a lot of zone against us, and then at the end of the year they were playing man. So it doesn't really matter. You know, I think we're prepared for everything. And like I said, we cleaned up some of the things today from last night, and just taking another day at a time and get better. And with these guys, you know, like I said, they take coaching so well that you can get on them, and they're not going to, you know, shy away from it. And so I'm excited. You know, it's been a great couple of weeks, and, you know, looking forward to Friday.
Should be a fun one to get things started, and then you get three in a row at home next week. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Thanks, as always, for the time, Coach, and we'll see you later on this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.